There's a little extra audio mow for July. I'm cricket hunting with the dog. And what that involves is enlisting for crickets. When you think you've got the sound centred, trying to see if you can see the actual cricket. As they're in kind of meeting at the moment, they're making lots of noise. It might be too subtle to pick up with the microphone over all the background noises, but somewhere in all this grass here I can hear a cricket, and if you use your ears, spot where it is, you can often then see it. The problem is that I lean forward to see it, my shadow might go across the cricket and that might make it jump. And that's good sometimes because it means that they jump and they move, and once they're moving you can see them. But sometimes they hold really still and you just can't see them for all the grass. So somewhere here, I'm fairly certain, there's a cricket. The problem is that when you focus in on one, they often go quiet because they know you're there. And then you hear crickets on either side of you, tempting you to move. So it's quite a patient job doing cricket hunting. You need to use your ears and your eyes and be really, really patient. Look for the smallest movements, because they sometimes jump, which is a big one, but sometimes they kind of crawl along leaves and the grass, and it's hard to spot them. Lots of butterflies around here. This particular one seems to have gone quiet, so you can see it's really annoying. You can hear them all around me in the grass. Loads of, I really hope you can hear this. Just a gentle kind of cricketing noise. The dog's looking at me as if I'm mad. But yesterday I managed to see one. It was really fun. Only when it jumped. It was quite a big one, about 2 or 3 centimetres long. Kind of brown colour. Kind of greenish legs. It's a really peaceful thing to do, cricket hunting. You don't have to catch them, you just have to see them. The elusiveness of it is that when you're near one, it often goes quiet, and then you get ones further away from you, and you think, oh, shall I move and try and find them instead? So there's an element of being patient and it being rewarded, but sometimes you've got to give up. The amazing camouflage as a bad job and just accept that you might not be able to see it. So many. When I'm walking the dog, it's just an amazing sound. Nothing quite like it that human beings make. I was hearing a kestrel crying earlier, which is quite an amazing sound. And there's buzzards up in the air. You can hear it. There's a buzzard just then. Oh. This lovely sound of nature is kind of getting drowned out by the sound of cars and bikes and trucks and buses on the little road that leads into our village. You lazy thing, you're lying in the grass, daft dog. You're hot. It is quite hot today. This crow is cawing away. Once I heard an almighty ruckus, and it was coming from 6 or 7 magpies that were all dive bombing this buzzard. Presumably they thought it was after their young.